The Commerce Commission has won a long-running legal battle against the ticket reseller Viagogo, which repeatedly misled New Zealanders about its status as an official ticket outlet. The Swiss-based company has been the subject of hundreds of complaints, with many people left out of pocket after unknowingly buying fake tickets. The commission says Viagogo was one of the watchdog's most complained about traders. The High Court has ordered that the company correct the misleading information on its website and update its terms and conditions to make it clear grievances can be heard by the New Zealand courts. Viagogo has appealed the judgment. The Commerce Commission was unavailable to come on our program, but joining me now is John Duffy, the Chief Executive of Consumer NZ. Tēnā koe, how significant is this?
Look, this is a big win for New Zealand consumers. It shows that, you know, where a global company chooses to have a trading presence in New Zealand and sell goods or services to New Zealand consumers, they can't escape liability under our consumer law by claiming that they're not present in the jurisdiction. So it's very important.
And this has been like quite a long time coming as well.
Well, look, the Commission first filed papers in 2018, but actually Viagogo's conduct in New Zealand well predates that. In fact, Consumer NZ did a joint piece of research with our counterpart in Australia, Choice, that identified thousands of complainants and a whole raft of issues stretching well back beyond 2017 with this company.
How was Viagogo breaching Aotearoa's Fair Trading Act?
Well, in a number of ways, and I think probably the most important cause of action that the Commission has been successful on here is the attack on Viagogo's terms and conditions, where Viagogo have said, if you're a New Zealand consumer and you've got an issue with something we've done, you can only hold us to account through the Swiss courts. And the New Zealand courts have come in and said that is an unfair contract provision which breaches New Zealand's Fair Trading Act and therefore is unenforceable. That's really, really important. And there'll be other global companies who are selling to New Zealanders who will be paying attention to that. It's a really, really good decision for New Zealand consumers.
The Commerce Commission says that Viagogo was one of the most complained about traders. A similar experience for consumer New Zealand?
Absolutely. Yeah. As I said, thousands of complaints. And even as recently as last year, people were complaining to Consumer NZ, having trouble getting refunds, thinking they were buying tickets from a genuine agent of the event that they were intending to go to, only to find out that Viagogo was reselling tickets on behalf of private vendors, that sort of thing. You know, the whole business model Viagogo was operating in New Zealand, or continues to operate in New Zealand, is problematic and relies on consumers not really checking what's going on and understanding actually, yeah, Viagogo are just reselling on behalf of other consumers who needed to get rid of their tickets or on behalf of scalpers.
And so that all has to be much more clearly laid out now as a result of this case?
Yes, it does, although it's important to note that Viagogo are continuing the legal process and that this matter, I understand, is to be appealed. And, you know, the reason this has been going on since 2017 is that Viagogo have run a very determined campaign to prolong the legal proceedings here and make it difficult for the Commission to get a final result.
Tēnā koe, thank you for joining me. That is John Duffy, the Chief Executive of Consumer NZ.